Good evening, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Here I am, your host, Mac. Once up again in Studio B with my three machines here. My Eddie and my two Victors. Got the Edison Standard for playing some cylinders. And the Victrola and the Horned Victor for playing some discs. Bring you a variety of music tonight. All hang cranked. Without the use of electricity, except on your end. I mean, you got to listen somehow unless you're in the room here with me, which we'll talk about later because you'll have that opportunity next week. But we started off there with W.C. Handy's Orchestra, a tune from 1917 called Sweet Child. I really love the sound of those records. They're very loose sounding and not very distinct. It sounds like they really had a hard time recording that music. It was a pretty big band from what I understand. And just, I don't know, it's the process was not very good for separation for a large band like that. And it sounds just like swirling around. And I would love to have heard that music live. I'm sure it was very moving. So let's get right into our first set here. We're going to hear a set from some ladies singing some songs, maybe a little lamenting. We're going to first hear from Miss Irene Franklin on an Edison Blue Amber All Cylinder record from 1913, 103 years old, with a tune called I've Got the Mumps.
Johnny Jones, yeah. I was 7 years of age, I used to go to school. And when it came to spelling, I was awful as a rule. I couldn't spell a single word where S's was concerned. But I strived to overcome my list as success came in return. Now that word Mississippi, that was awful hard to spell. But now I will convince you that I spell it and spell it well. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. That used to be so hard to spell. It used to make me cry. But since I studied spelling, it's just like pumpkin pie. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. A lot of words would puzzle me. Bananas was no cinch. Sarsaparilla, that was hard, but I could spell it in a pinch. For words like this and that are psychological and such. Gee, when it came to spelling those, I surely was in Dutch. I can't spell Cinderella and sausages, that's tough. But I could spell Mississippi, and believe me, that's enough. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. That used to be so hard to spell. It used to make me cry. But since I studied spelling, it's just like pumpkin pie. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Well, all right. I actually had another record for that set. But I pulled it out of the sleeve and it was broken. It happens. It happens. That's the second record that was broken this week. I don't know. I feel a part of the way I need to break some records. I need to turn over some inventory. But it was actually a good one by Miss Lee Morse, whose records I really like. I was going to play it, but now it'll never be played again. But I think I played it in the past. I hope so. Because I've, by doing this show, I've inadvertently created this whole archive of music of the period. It was sort of never my intention, but once the archiving started of WFMU and all the songs are going up on the Free Music Archive, hopefully that one's there. But what we did here was two sort of kiddie impersonators. Francis White from 1917. Singing about M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Yep. And also Irene Franklin before that, 1913. Always doing songs from a kid's point of view. She had so many of them. Really good stuff. Well, I'll just continue on to the next set, which is going to be some instrumental stuff. I think I'm going to have to pad it a little bit here. And because, when I come to the show, I bring just the right amount of records, pretty much, because that's all I need. And remember a couple of weeks ago when I forgot my records? That was funny, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. All right, let's continue now with the xylophonist, Mr. William Wrights. He's going to do something called the Sorgenlos Polka. This is a 1909 Victor record. Here we go. Nice, lively little guitar and steel guitar duet there by Frank Ferrara playing the steel guitar and John Paului, P-A-A-L-U-H-I. You know, they were doing a lot of Hawaiian songs, probably the same guy playing guitar with him there. On the Harmony label from 1926, listed as a steel guitar novelty. Nice peppy number there. Always good stuff on Harmony. The B-side of this is Golden Showers. I bet you all like Golden Showers, don't you? Yeah, we all do. We'll play that other side some other time. Before that, we heard from Mr. Wes Ossman on a 1915 Victor record called the Universal Foxtrot. And, his great banjo playing there. Wes, widely known as the king of the ragtime banjo. And Mr. William H. Wright there started us off that little set with his fine xylophone playing on the Sorgenlos polka on a Victor record from 1909. All right. Let's just keep on going with it all. We're going to do some talking records now because people like to hear talking. They like to hear stories. And the idea of a comedian, I mean, yeah, people had seen it on stage and so on, I mean, forever. But on record, Cal Stewart was one of the big guys. As Uncle Josh, got countless scenarios where him being thwarted by technology and culture and lots of other stuff. And his observations. So let's hear now a 1908 Victor record. It's Uncle Josh at the Circus.
Well, through long last summer, there was a circus come to Pumpkin Center. They come parading into town, bands a-playing, banners a-flying, animals poking their heads out of the cages. And I said to Ezra Hawkins, "Ezra, let's you and me go down to the circus." He said, "All right, Joshua. Well, we got on our store clothes, our new boots, put some money in our pockets, and went down to the circus. And I've never seen anybody in my life cut up any more fool capers than Ezra Hawkins did. All at once he said to me, 'Gee whiz, Joyce, there's Steve Jenkins right over there in one of them cages.' I said, 'Oh, go along. You silly old fool, that ain't Steve Jenkins.' He said, 'Well, now, guess I ought to know Steve Jenkins when I see him. I put in here Ray, Steve.' Well, we went over to the cage and want no man at all. Nothing, only a darned old baboon." Ezra says, "Well, I never see a critter in my life look more like Steve Jenkins than that feller does." Well, we went on in to while they was having the circus and got sucked down, and I guess us two old codgers just about busted our buttons a laughing at that silly old clown. He told a lot of silly jokes. He told the ringmaster that his uncle committed suicide different than any other man ever committed suicide. And ringmaster said to him, "Well, sir, how did your uncle commit suicide?" And that silly old clown said, "Why, he put his nose in his ear and blowed his head off." Then he sung an old-fashioned song I hadn't heard in a long time. Went something like this. From Whittletown to Watertown is 15 miles. From Watertown to Whittletown is 15 miles. From Whittletown to Watertown, from Watertown to Whittletown, water back to Whittletown is 15 miles. Well, I noticed a fella rummaging around among the sawdust, and though he might have lost something, I went up to him. I said, "Mister, did you lose anything?" He said, "Yes, sir. I lost $10 bill, and if you find it, I'll give you $2. While I commenced to help him hunt for it, I looked around a while. I didn't find it, and I just made up my mind he was one of them circus sharpers and calculated I'd fool him, and by gosh, I did. When he wasn't looking, I pulled $10 bill out of my pocket and gave it to him, and he don't know yet, but what, it's the same one he lost. Gosh, I just fooled him out of his $2 slicker than a whistle.
Hello, are you? Yes, I am. I want the Cheatham Electric Company.
Speaking. Who are you?
I'm Cohen. Is Mr. Panakapan in?
Out of town, sir.
Is Mr. Akhalovich there?
Also away, sir. What can I do for you?
You can do me for nothing. I want some information about the violet set. You know, one of those things which you can listen to everything for nothing.
What sort do you want?
Well, one what speaks to you and makes music when you listen.
We have them at all prices. Can I suggest a crystal set?
What do you mean, a crystal set? Can you tell fortunes with it?
Do you know what a crystal...
Yes, yes, something that goes on a watch.
This set has three tubes, tuner and loud talker, complete. It uses 4 watts.
What?
Yes, 4 watts.
For which?
What?
What is what? That which? Riddles, he asks me.
It receives up to 30 miles.
Which does it receive and for why?
By the agency of Hertzian waves, by oscillations which are attuned to the oscillation circuit.
Yes, I shouldn't be at all surprised. Believe me, I was telling my boy Amy the same thing only this morning. How much cost this?
$200.
Don't speak foolishness. My price is $20.
We guarantee this set to receive and take up to 30 miles.
But I don't want to take it 30 miles. I only live around the corner. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $20 for it. And you can sell the other 25 miles to somebody that wants them.
Well, that's our price, and it's cheaper than money.
Yes, I know. The money's worth it.
We furnish all accessories.
You can keep your necessities. I don't want them. I want a wireless set. Incomplete with refills and no what?
Oh, you must have accessories, sir. Battery, insulators, and a coil aerial wire.
Now it comes out. I thought you said it was a wireless set.
I did, sir.
Then what are you talking about, wires with hair on?
I said aerial. You just run the wire down the backyard to a pole.
I don't know any poles.
Then you climb up and connect the other end to your apparatus.
To my apparatus? I should say not. Say, what do you think I am, Tarzan?
Then you must have a ground, an earth.
I got one, only it costs too much to live on it. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll furnish the ground and the earth, and you furnish the violet set for nothing. Or, better still, you furnish the violet set for nothing, and I'll furnish the ground and the earth. Are you disagreeable to this?
Ridiculous. Poo-poo.
And poo-poo to you.
Poo-poo-poo to you, sir.
Say, how do you come to give me more poo-poos than I give you? Are you listening? Well, poo-poo-poo to you with beveled edges. Now, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to offer you $25 for this violet set.
Well, Mr. Cohen, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I knew there was a catch in it someplace. I'll bet I've been done as it is.
The subject of my discourse today is entitled, Do Married Men Make the Best Husbands? I feel that I'm in a position to talk on this subject convincingly because I happen to be a married man myself, unfortunately. Of course, I'm not bragging about it, and I don't want to say anything against marriage. I don't use that kind of language. Furthermore, I'm really very, very happy. Why, I'm married now, well, it's almost 4 years. I'm so happy it doesn't seem like more than 12, and I'll tell you why. It's because we get along so beautifully, my wife and I. Why, only 2 nights ago, we were sitting in the parlor, and I held her hand for 3 hours. If I'd have let go, she'd have killed me. It's a funny thing how I came to meet my wife. one of those seaside romances. I was introduced to her by a scoundrel to whom I owed $3. He knew that I would never pay him back while I was conscious, so in order to get even with me, he introduced me to this female dreadnought. We got to be very friendly. Every day we'd go in bathing together, and here is where the romance comes in. This is what started this whole thing. One day, she got out a little too far. Of course, I don't want to pose as a hero, but if I hadn't been there at the critical moment to jump in after her, she would have perished miserably. It's a funny thing. My father saved my mother from drowning, and I think I know now why he never wanted me to take swimming lessons. Of course, you understand, it wasn't that I didn't love this girl. I did love her. I loved every hair on her bureau. I loved her because she came of a very aristocratic family, one of her uncles being a retired bank president. A judge retired him for 8 years, and she loved me. She loved me because I was always so good to her. I spent an awful lot of money on her. Why, I remember taking her out one evening, and I spent $1.50 on her freely. I would have spent more than that, but that's all she had. So I said to myself, having saved this woman's life, I will propose to her and get married. I was out of work anyway, so I picked out a nice evening for the dirty work, and when I rang the bell, she met me at the door with a smile spread all over her beautiful map. I had a bouquet of flowers in my hand, some heliotrope, and I gave her this bouquet, and with my voice just choking with emotion and love and beer, I said to her like this. I said, kitten. I called her kitten till we were married 9 days, and then she got her eyes open. I said, kitten, will you marry me? She said, yes, I don't care what becomes of me. So I took her over to the minister's, and we were united in the holy bunk of matrimony. Then we started off on our honeymoon, or as they say in French, on our voyage de noces. And my wife, being a very sensitive woman, didn't want anyone to know that we had just been married, so I let her carry the valise.
Right. There it is, some Fred Duprez, a Columbia record from 1913, Happy Though Married. One of that genre, I would call it a sub-branch of relationship records called Women Haters. Maybe they're not haters, marriage haters. I don't know what exactly to call it. Marriage bashers, but they're bashing their own marriage often. But sometimes they're bashing other people's marriages. Sometimes they're just generally bashing the institution. But quite a few of those records, stuff like "My Wife's Gone to the Country," "Hurrah," yeah, there's quite a few of them. So, before that, Cohen buys a wireless set, and the guy was negotiating. That was Joe Heyman. Columbia record from 1915, and poo, 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 poo on you. No one's got more poo than me. So there you go. As, you know, he was talking about who had more poo in the record. I've got the most. So there you go. Four poos. And before that, we start off with Uncle Josh at the circus. All sorts of things confounding him in 1908. There you go. Okay, I should take a moment to mention that, you know, you're listening to the radio show through your radio. That's right. But next week, I'm going to be doing my radio show live from Nutley, New Jersey. It's going to be at the Kingsland Manor, which is on Kingsland Road in Nutley. So I'll be there from about 7 to 9, the first hour, just kind of playing some records. And from 8 to 9 will be the program. So a chance to see the machines, hear the machines, see me, hear me. And I think they're going to have cookies and maybe some refreshments, like iced tea or lemonade or something like that. And there might be a little flask floating around there or something. I don't know. It might find its way in somehow. for those with a different kind of thirst. But next week, please come to the Kingsland Manor and join us for a day in a historic mansion of music and merriment. Yeah, I'll be there. Hope you will be too. So let's continue now with some more singers doing some songs. We're going to hear now from the Crescent Trio on an Edison Blue Amber All-Cylinder record from 1922. This is called Kentucky Home.
I met you in a garden in an old Kentucky town. the sun was shining down, you wore a gingham gown. I kissed you and I placed a yellow tulip in your hair. Upon my coat you pinned a rose so rare. Time has not changed your loveliness, you're just as sweet to me. I love you, yes, I can't forget the days that used to be. When you wore a tulip, a sweet yellow tulip, and I wore a pink red rose. When you caressed me, once in heaven blessed me, what a blessing,
liberty. While she's fleeing into Spain, I'm out late and raising Cain, and I'm glad my wife's in Europe, 'cause she can't get back to me. I'm glad my wife's in Europe, 'cause she can't get back. While I'm eating lamb with peas, she feeds with the refugees. The only way she can reach me is to swim across the sea. And if she goes to London town, I hope London Bridge burns down. I'm glad my wife's in Europe, 'cause she can't get back to me.
Stepping sweet, they were stepping neat, they were stepping super fine.
swinging, fancy pigeon winging. They were falling in line. Every dame and dude struck an attitude. For the women take their pride. But when Lizzie Brown came prancing round, everybody cried. Won't you trust Miss Lizzie? Get busy. I want to see you walk. For the folks of Satan, the way you think your face. It's a whole town talk. When you look so pretty, it's a pity the other girl ain't proud.
All right, there was Billy Murray leading the American Quartet on a Victor record from 1921 with Strut Miss Lizzie. Before that, some hot banjo players, the Mitchell Brothers, on a 1924 Victor record called Too Tired. I believe that record was in the first Victrola I ever bought. I've got another copy, but that was one of the songs I put on. I was like, wow, who are these guys? Really loved that record. And years later, I played it on my radio show. And in the early days of the radio show and the internet, I remember someone reaching out to me and saying, oh, my great-great uncle was one of the Mitchell Brothers. And he sent me photos, sent me press releases from back in the day, not sent to me scans of them. Now, it was really great to see. But this is back in the days when I had Netscape. And those files are long gone. I mean, I don't think you were ever able to save those emails. I might have been able to save the pictures. But you know how many hard disks I've had crash since then and lost stuff? I really wish I had that stuff. But I still have the record. You know, all that stuff, it seems like, is more transient than the record itself, which we can still listen to. And we also heard before that from Mr. William Haley, some more wife hating. The war is raging in Europe, and his wife is stuck there. Yahoo! That's pretty much what he was saying. 1914 there. And then the Columbia Stellar Quartet before that. Big number of the day. When You Wore a Tulip and I Wore a Big Red Rose from 1914. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Folks, come out to the Kingsland Manor next week. I'll be there for a live radio show. It's the Kingsland Manor in Nutley, New Jersey. Please come on out. And I'll see you there. And I'm going to leave you with Harry Reeser's Syncopators from 1924. It's been a beautiful weekend here in New York, and we're looking forward to another day tomorrow, Underneath a Sunny Sky, which is the name of this tune. So until next week, this is your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty night, everybody! This here is the WFMU in the Star Range and WMFU in Mount Hope and 91.9 FM in Rockland County and online at WFMU.org.